Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice and are glad in it. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Proverbs, chapter 10 and verse 9. It writes, "He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will become known." My dear brothers and sisters, what would you say is the single most important characteristic of a person who wants to be successful and make a difference in the world? Some would say intelligence, and after all, knowledge is power in numerous ways. Others argue it is intensity, that spirit of conquest supplemented with a passion that becomes contagious. Yet, others propose that it is insight, good old common sense, accompanied by the ability to clearly perceive certain issues. The Bible says the most important quality in success is integrity. He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will become known. You will eventually become known by your integrity or the lack of it. We have all known people along life's road who possess extraordinary intelligence but no integrity, and they are no longer in the race. Others with great intensity and passion but little integrity have ended up the same way. The same result is true of people with great insight but no integrity. And I like what the thesaurus equates integrity with such words as honesty, completeness, and incorruptibility. I like that. Three words: honesty, completeness, and incorruptibility. And that's what integrity begins, is in your private world, the part of you that's known only to God and yourself. Then it shows up in your personal world, the part of you that you reveal to a small circle of intimate family members and possibly a few friends. After that comes your professional world. Here people know you by your product, your work ethic, or your skill set. And they all ask the same question: can I trust you? Finally, your integrity shows up in your public world. So here is the question for you this morning. Do you have integrity? It's a good question to ask, right? Do I have integrity? Can we all operate with integrity in our hearts and in our minds, that the Lord will be well pleased with us and the people with whom we interact in our interpersonal relationships will also be pleased with us? Wouldn't that be a fantabulous environment to live in? With honesty, with completeness and incorruptibility is what the Spirit of the Lord is calling you and me today to be in. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly indebted to you, the cross of Calvary, highly indebted to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, by which we attain our salvation and by which we are purged and purified and cleansed because of the shed blood of Jesus, that we can imbibe integrity, honesty, completeness, incorruptibility that only comes forth by the shedding of the blood of Christ and by the word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And today I pray, Lord, that you'll give us this gift of integrity, this characteristic of integrity in our hearts, in our mind, that we'll be faithful men and women of God unto you and unto your people. I thank you for your flock, Lord, as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy, keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them, prosper them. Provide for them, O Lord, that they'll be, O Father, your sheep that follows their good shepherd. I thank you because you lead them besides the still waters and green pastures. You never fail. You never change. Your word is truth, and we give you the glory. I pray for the ones, O God, who are grappling with ill health. I speak healing into their bodies. I speak strength, health, vigor, vitality, longevity to be their portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that your healing virtue will flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. We give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.